Hi everybody, how are you all? Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to my podcast. Well, right now I'm reading an article from ESPN.com. It's a match report between Brighton versus West Ham United. Brighton maintained impressive start with win at West Ham. Brighton and Hove Albion maintained their impressive start to the Premier League season and piled on the misery for West Ham United with a 2-0 victory at the London Stadium on Sunday. Alexis McAllister's 22nd minute penalty following a foul by debutant Thilo Kehrer on Danny Welbeck put Brighton ahead. Graham Potter's well-drilled side sealed a thoroughly deserved 3 points in the 66th minute when Leandro Trossard raced through to score after a slick move. West Ham did not manage a shot on target in the first half, but tried to respond late on with Thomas Suchek, forcing a couple of fine saves from Brighton keeper Robert Sanchez. West Ham, who are still without a point or a goal and sit bottom of the table after 3 games, were booed off at the final whistle. Brighton have 7 points from 3 matches. Brighton are becoming specialists at playing in London and are now unbeaten in the last 7 league matches in the capital, winning 4 and drawing 3. They won at Manchester United this month, and after ending up 9th last season, their best top flight finish, they will be aiming even higher. The result is what we are here for, to see out some tough periods when he had to. Create 2 goals and keep a clean sheet is pleasing, Potter said. For West Ham, who gave a debut to £30 million striker Gianluca Scamacca as a second half substitute, these are worrying times. They have lost 8 of their last 10 Premier League games. It might have been different had Said Benrahma's curled shot ended inside the post rather than just outside after a minute. Thank you.